Dr. Brent Ruby is the director of the Montana Center for Work Physiology and Exercise in Missoula. But that's not his biggest claim to fame. The guy once actually passed Frank Shorter in a race.
It was a 5K, 30K, 5K event. And I remember coming up on him in the second 5K and going by him and thinking, this is probably one of the coolest athletic moments I've had.
Frank Shorter was the first American to win the Olympic marathon in 1972. Ruby also stayed with Kenyan great Henry Rono in a 5K race, but was left in the dust during the last mile. So Ruby knows athletes and studies athletes, but his work is relevant for the rest of us. His latest data suggests that we don't really understand heat exhaustion.
I think there's a misconception for athletes and individuals that as long as I drink enough, I will be safe. And that's the misconception that we want to try to topple over.
Ruby has consulted for wildland firefighters, the military, and football programs running two-a-day practices in the late summer. His lab at the University of Montana has developed monitoring tools for heat stress and has explored ways to train for and overcome the hazards of working and playing in the heat.
There has to be a balance between heat production and ability to lose that heat. And when that gets out of balance, we start to accumulate the heat. And no matter how vigorous our hydration choices or our hydration schedule might be, we can't combat the heat all the time. And there are numerous examples of death due to heat stress, exertional heat stress, where the individual's completely normally hydrated.
Ruby says humans have an extraordinary ability to adapt to and shed excess heat. But by living in Alaska, do we give up that ability?
You can't take the heat or you just don't want to. That's two separate things.
Ruby says that heat tolerance in every human operates on a known schedule, and it's good or bad news depending on how enthusiastic you are about visiting relatives in the lower 48 in the summertime.
The first five or so days, you really start to see some pretty rapid changes. And then over the course of a week or maybe 2 weeks, all sorts of things start to change. Your ability to sweat, your actual sweat rate per hour can nearly double. The composition of the sweat will change. And so you lose less of the precious electrolytes the more accustomed you get to being in that heat.
A related area of study for Ruby is exertion. He's worked to quantify the metabolic activity of not only ultra-endurance athletes, but also people he calls occupational athletes. Firefighters are in that category. So are Alaska's commercial fishermen, who sometimes work hard 36 to 72 hours at a stretch with little rest.
Normal, basic human physiology is sort of pre-programmed to really go big. And it's fun to see different examples of that in just individuals that don't make the kind of money that the tour athletes make or some of the well-known endurance athletes.
And when your doctor tells you that research shows that exercise is good for us, that information is coming out of Ruby's lab. He says that society has conditioned us to believe that inactivity is a privilege. It's also a prescription for disease.
There's no doubt that the medicinal benefits of physical activity are enormous and undeniable. That physical inactivity is as significant, if not more significant, than the health impacts we've seen from smoking. So getting people to choose more physical activity in a variety of ways, most of the time people think it has to be so structured, and it definitely does not have to be structured, but it can be part of your everyday lifestyle.
And this landlocked Montanan doesn't just talk the talk. He builds paddle boards at home and travels with an inflatable. He left our studios with directions to the nearest sandy beach to incorporate a little bit of surf into his lifestyle. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.